From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Los Angeles is embroiled in its own wiretapping scandal, and it has all the makings of a film noir. Indictments are flying in a case involving private eye Anthony Pelicano. He was allegedly paid to spy on scores of Hollywood celebrities, including Keith Carradine, Sylvester Stallone, and Gary Shandling. This week, the lawyer for billionaire investor Kirk Kerkorian was indicted for allegedly paying Pelicano to wiretap Kerkorian's ex-wife during their child support battle. Joining me now is Los Angeles Times reporter Greg Kerkorian, who is covering this story. Welcome to the program. And let's just note first off that you are not related to Kirk Kerkorian in any way.
Not so far as I know.
Okay. So apparently the feds say that they have taped conversations between Pelicano and his clients, and this must be making Hollywood very nervous.
It has. It's made the legal community in Los Angeles, I think, also very nervous. The case began about 3.5 years ago, actually. And it really began with a look into a threat against a former Los Angeles Times reporter who was working on a story about someone in Hollywood, Steven Seagal.
And those threats included a dead fish?
She went out to her car one morning and she found a dead fish with a rose in its mouth and a note that said, "Stop."
Wow. This sounds like something out of fiction.
It did seem like something out of fiction. I think that's why folks were wondering, was this just a really elaborate gag or was it really serious? Because it just seemed so over the top. But clearly it was serious and clearly the feds took it serious. They raided Pelicano's offices and that's where they first came up with these tapes and this other evidence that they claim. We've never seen it or heard it, but that's where they hauled away a lot of documents and that's where this investigation began.
And the latest twist in this investigation was this week with the indictment of Kerkorian's lawyer. Tell us about that.
Terry Christensen is well known, but not too many people knew that he had worked with Pelicano. So when his name surfaced in the indictment this week, it really, I think, stunned a lot of people.
And his lawyers are saying what?
His lawyers are bringing up a very interesting defense. They say that he only dealt with Pelicano because Pelicano came to him with some information about an alleged threat against his longtime client, Kirk Kerkorian, and the 4-year-old daughter that was involved in a really bitter custody battle.
Well, who else may be at the top of the Fed's list in terms of who they might be interested in?
That's a good question. You know, they've already charged 12 people in this case, although most of these people seem to be sort of secondary players. They allegedly helped Pelicano in his alleged enterprise. We've heard some other names that have been surfacing. This is still unfolding. A lot of names, a lot of very well-known people, and we could have some more arrests within the next few weeks.
Greg Kerkorian is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times covering the Anthony Pelicano story and all its crazy twists and turns. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.